Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Disorderly Conduct. Of course, as always at the show, anything goes. The lines are open. You dictate the conversation. You the caller, you the listener, you the chit-chatter. So long as you call in 347-826-7667. Tell me what's on your mind. We just finished up Election Day here in the States. Feel free to call in and share your thoughts on that. Gonzo in the chat room says, we're dropping Mad Docs tonight. 5 minutes. Oh, no. Who's going to be doxed tonight? Maybe we can reveal it live here on the show. Or not. Doesn't matter. If you want to call in and talk about the election, we can do that. If you want to call in and talk... Oh, speaking of elections. The end of the election, the presidential election also means the end of the Blog Talk Radio late night presidential election. Thank fucking God. Oh my gosh. So glad that's over. I got into Goofy Bones' show earlier today and conceded. So now your new Blog Talk Radio president is Goofy Bone. I appreciate all the support that everybody gave me during the election. It's a very valiant effort put forward. But in the end, the Cholo Brony Nation was too much. It was just, they just had too much fucking firepower. They had multiple botnets, and they were a little more dedicated to it. We had a little bit of firepower going on ourselves, but basically they're cyber terrorists, cyber troll terrorists. These Cholo bronies who inflated the vote for Goofy Bone. It's okay though. I don't care. I'm going to be the better man. I conceded. If he wants to be president of late night blog talk radio, so that bad, so be it. It's one less fucking thing I have to worry about. Anyhoot, let's take some calls, shall we? Hey, everybody. It's your favorite caller on Blog Talk Radio. I'm talking about none other than the One Angry Jew. What it do, Jew?
I am not pleased.
Why not, Jew?
It's the end of America.
Why is now the end of America? Why wasn't it the end of America 4 years ago?
Whereas we weren't far enough down the tracks.
Dude, I don't think it's going to be as bad as you think. I think it's going to be more of the same. No, it's going to
More of the same, faster.
Okay.
When Bush decided to fuck America, he got in the back of the engine, started going down the tracks, and started shoveling coal into the engine as fast as he could. When Obama took over, Obama didn't say, hey, maybe we should stop shoveling coal, slow this puppy down, see where it's going. He didn't do that. He started shoveling faster. He got everybody else to shovel with him. So the only thing that Romney would have done if Romney would have gotten in, because I don't think Romney had any balls, was to slow the train down. It's headed for disaster. The question is, how fast is it headed for disaster? Now, there's going to be no governor on the speed. It's just going to be wide open, fast as it can be done. So what you saw in the first 4 years, I will tell you right now, you remember me saying it, in the next year, it will make the last 4 years look like nothing. It will be so quick and so much and so fast, it will make your head spin. But you will wish it was 4 years, not one. What he did in 4 years, he'll do in one. It will be accelerated. We're done.
Yeah, we have that fifth cliff we're about to jump off of.
That's good. About the fiscal cliff, it's not even that. It's going to be a devaluation of the currency. It's going to be
That's already happening, though.
I'm sorry. I mean a devaluation where they say $1 is now 50 cents.
You're talking about hyperinflation.
No. No, I'm talking about a purposeful devaluation of the currency, not inflation chipping away at the value of the currency. I'm talking about a devaluation of the currency. So every dollar that you've got in the bank will now be worth 50 cents or 25 cents. I don't know what it'll be. It'll be our way of...
I wish I was worth as much as 50 cents. Anyway.
I'm not in a joking mood.
Too bad, I am. I think this whole... Speaking of jokes, I think this whole goddamn presidential election was a joke. You're getting two sides of the same coin, bro. You're getting Obama.
You heard what I just said.
You got Obama.
Wait, I told you Romney would slow it down. Romney wasn't going to get into the train.
No, he wouldn't.
It would have slowed down. I'm not saying it was going to stop. You can't stop the train. There's not enough power to stop it. But it can be slowed. And the only thing that slowing it down does is give people like me, who know what to do, time to do it.
Whatever. Let's take calls, dude. You want to stick around?
A little bit.
All right. Okay. It's Vince in the Bay, the election special. I got the One Angry Jew on the line with me. We're analyzing the presidential election. And there's also, you know, quite a few. There was more than just a presidential election. The Republicans lost a couple of Senate seats. Probably shouldn't have. Thanks in some part to the Tea Party. Let me take some calls here.
Let's set the tone for why this election took the turn that it did. This election was turned in the direction that it went by cunts, C-U-N-T-S, young women, cunts who thought with their cunts, who said, well, this guy's going to take away my right to procreate, my birth control, all that bullshit that the Democrats ginned up, and the dumb cunts bought it. So it was entirely done and swayed by young, college-age to 30-year-old cunts, stupid cunts who thought with their cunts instead of thinking with their heads. That's where this election went.
Okay, let's take a call now. Go ahead, caller. You've been on hold. You're near now. Go ahead.
Hello, yes, Vin.
That's not a stupid cunt. Can we get a stupid cunt?
No. This isn't a stupid cunt. This is.
Can we get a stupid cunt that voted for Obama?
No. Hey,
tell
Jew.
Us why.
Hey, One Angry Jew. This is even better. This is your friend Shmoop. Remember, you and Shmoop had a little a long time in the room once upon a time.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Lovely. Let's see if I can get it right. He's a communist, Nazi, homosexual. Is that
a loser?
Yes,
is what
yes,
he is.
That's right. Part of the
I would accept him. I would accept him, Vince. Except he doesn't have a cunt. Now maybe he's working on that, but he doesn't have one now, does he?
No. Go ahead, Shmoop. Tell us the name of your party.
My party is the Homosexual Nazi Communist Party. It's a very exclusive party for people who are homosexuals, Nazis, or communists.
It's got a very nice ring to it, but you don't have a gun, so therefore you're a loser in this particular selection.
That's a great rebuttal and all, but let me ask you something.
That wasn't a rebuttal. That was a statement.
It sounded more like a rebuttal. Okay.
I understand, because your mind doesn't work properly. Go fix it and then come back.
Yes, but you think that because you're a Jew. And Jews did 9/11.
I'm sorry, was there a statement in there? Because you sort of started...
No. I was just saying that Jews did 9/11.
I understand
that. And that Jews aren't people.
But you started that in the middle.
Yes, but I was just saying that Jews aren't people. That's all I'm saying, is that Jews are not people.
So let me get this right. So Jews are not people.
These are niggers.
The reason is because they did 9/11?
Yes.
That's stupid.
I know.
Are you purposely stupid?
Are you purposely Jewish?
Why don't you answer my question?
Why don't you answer my question?
And if Vince put me in the green room again, Vince, you better say something real fast.
No, you guys aren't in the green room.
Can we find some cunts, please?
All right, we'll keep looking. We got other callers. Hang on, let's see who we got here. We got go ahead, caller. You called in a little while ago. Your hand's up now. You're unscreened. Go ahead. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Hello?
You're on the air. Yeah, hi, hello.
Anybody there?
Nope, nobody's here. Get
another non-cunt. We want cunts.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. You're live. What's your name? What's on your mind tonight? You're on with the Jew Schmoo.
to me, vinyl.
Oh, it's Adam on vinyl?
No, Alex on vinyl.
Alex
on
vinyl.
But it works, you know, either way.
Sweet.
You know.
What's up? What's going on, vinyl? What's the haps?
Oh, man, this election was just nuts. But, I mean, something I just wanted to highlight. I mean, in Washington, we are the first state to legalize marijuana. Seriously, man. We are the first state to legalize marijuana, man.
You know, dumb cunt would be more interesting than this guy.
So I'm taking it you're in Colorado?
No. I'm in Washington.
Oh, because Colorado, I think, officially did it before Washington. So I think technically Colorado was
technically
first.
Technically, Jews are not people. That's just my
shit. Well,
again,
I,
unless he grows a cunt, I don't want to hear from him.
Okie doke, Alex.
What did you
stick
just,
around.
What did you just... What did you just say, man? What did you just say?
Who? The Jew?
Yeah, the Jew. What did you just say?
I don't know. I hardly pay attention to what he says. What'd you say, Jew?
I said, unless he grows a cunt real fast, I don't want to talk to him. Get rid of him.
I'm actually behind the 90,000 cunt.
Speaking of which, if there are any ladies that would like to join the festivities here, please feel free to call in. It's 347-826-7667. I'm going to bring on a caller now who does not have a cunt, but he wants to join the conversation anyways. I'm talking about XU Out. XU Out, you're on the air. What's going on, man?
Hey. And correct, I do not have a vajayjay, but it sounds like some people do. This angry Jew or whatever he is.
What is this, fucking 8 balls clanking together? Get rid of the fucking balls and find me some cunts. Vince.
You were saying X out? Go ahead.
I was just trying to say that I really feel that Schmoop actually did have something to do with this election outcome, because we all know he's an African American, and he hacked Soulja Boy before. And I'm really thinking that he might have had something to do with this, in my honest opinion, because cyber tech is way advanced for us. And
Vince had nothing to do with it. He has
I'm going to bust this myth right now, okay? Because I didn't have nothing to do with this election. I'm just as angry as you are, because now we all
have nothing to do with it because you don't have a cunt. You didn't sway this election. Find
well,
me
that,
some
that's,
stupid
that's too,
cunts.
Now we also have to pay back Rice Krispie treats to black people as reparations, and now
hey,
we just owe them
Vince,
a bunch of
Vince.
It's not even about then, black people. It's about
Alex.
Did you know that XU out? Did you know
Schmoop
that XU out is actually black?
But say that again.
Did you know that XU out is actually African American as well?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, so I mean,
I thought he was Korean.
No. That's clearly Upper Bronx, you know,
black
upstate New York.
You know what I'm saying?
There we go. Yep, we found it out the other day on his avatar that he looks like a mulatto.
Sorry. Anyways, Mr. Cunt Talker, you're just falling on deaf ears. All I hear is cunt, 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 cunt. So if you got something intelligent to say, whatever. Other than that, you're just a fucking idiot.
I actually do have something intelligent to say, okay?
Go ahead.
My name is Nick Kohlendering, a.k.a. the Great Lay Researcher, and I'm going to open up Maltiago right now and just put together a bunch of websites you guys may or may not have owned. Everybody in this chat right now, I'm just going to put together a bunch of websites you guys may or may not have owned and scare the fuck out of you right now, because I am the great Nick Kohlendering, a.k.a. Lay Researcher. Just letting you guys know that.
Oh, man. Well, I mean... Shit, my stuff's already out, but this will be good to hear, though. I want to hear more.
I already got my Diego out right now, bro.
I know, man. I know. I know.
All right, guys, hang on.
Just read it out to me really slow.
Let me explain something to all of you. I'm drinking green tea. I've got nice smelling candles going. It ain't. I need some stupid cunts to call
me. Nigga, suck my dick, nigga.
All right, let's see if this is a cunt. I don't think it is, but I believe we might have non sicko on now. What's up, sicko?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Sicko, is that you?
Hello?
Hello.
It's not Sicko, I know it.
Welcome to the show, Sicko. What's up?
Not much, man. I have to say, I'm having trouble right now.
Yeah,
you're
cutting it out. You know what you're doing, actually?
I hit mute instead of taking it off the speakerphone, so that's my bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounds better. What's up, man?
Not much. The Jew, when he first came on, was actually made some pretty valid points. I don't know if I've ever agreed with him as much as I did that time.
I agreed with it. It was just funny as fuck.
Well, although I don't think it's going to be as fast as the Jew said it was going to be, I do think that we're in for some shit now because Obama doesn't have to worry about re-election. I also think that a lot of the reason why Obama got re-elected and a lot of real issues got ignored.
You can't forget that we're also going to be paying reparations back to the black people. Don't forget that.
40 acres and a mule, right? So they all get?
What's that?
They get 40 acres and a mule and a phone, I think.
Let me explain a couple of things here. That's it.
Whoever the last guy was who said he agreed with me, he gets to stay. Even though he has no vagina, the fact that he agreed with me, I like him, he gets to stay. 40 acres and a mule, you're not paying anybody 40 acres and a mule. Until you pay me, it's you.
That's what Spike Lee said. Spike Lee said that everybody gets 40 acres and a mule.
You're not paying black people shit. Black people enslaved the Jews in Egypt. Egypt is African American. Blacks are from Africa, according to them. So they owe me money.
Speaking of Africa, Obama's so good for black people, but he's killing all these African kids, right? So, but don't tell a Democrat that because I'll block you on Twitter.
Who is this guy?
Speaking of Democrats, let's bring on another caller. Go ahead. Hammurabi's Code is on the line now. What's up, Hammurabi's Code?
Is that a real Skype man?
I'm pretty sure...
Another one with no cunt. What the fuck is going on here?
No cunt? I like this guy. I don't give a shit.
Is on the search for a cunt. Maybe Meep Kitty Fuck can call him.
I need a cunt that voted for Obama. I need a cunt that voted for Obama.
I voted for Obama. What's up, angry Jew?
You don't have a cunt. I'll deal with you later. Give me a cunt.
Oh, you ain't dealing with shit, pal. I'll tell you this much. I want to know when it becomes socially... Did it just become socially acceptable? To rock I Heart Niggers bumper sticker, because I will do that if it became socially acceptable.
I don't even know what the hell this guy's talking about. Get me a cunt.
He doesn't even speak English. He's so Jewish, he doesn't understand English.
Meep Kitty
That's
Fuck.
How Jewish the angry Jew
yeah,
is.
He doesn't have to speak English. He just doesn't have a cunt.
Meep Kitty Fuck. Call in, please.
The Jews have been looking for a cunt for probably like 40 years now, though.
This is fucking awesome.
Normally, I'm up to my ears in fucking cunt. Tonight, I can't find a cunt. Get me a cunt that voted for Obama.
What if I could get you the cunt that voted for Obama?
Are you talking about Michelle Obama?
No.
That was bad, man.
Fuck, man. Well, we got a show to do here, guys.
I got more fucking balls swinging in around, laughing their asses off. Find me some cunts, do it.
Right. I'll try to find you, cunt.
I mean, cunt that voted for Obama.
You know, put Melissa on the line for a second.
He didn't vote for Obama.
Huh?
He didn't vote
no,
for Obama.
Have her pretend she did, though.
Yeah. I don't want somebody to pretend to
compromise
vote for
their
Obama.
Values for that. I can ask them.
All right. Anybody listening? Okay, you know what? Let's everybody put out a tweet. Somebody's got to have somebody in their Twitter.
Find me a stupid cunt that voted for Obama.
That voted for Obama.
What is this
so
fuckery?
Everybody just tweet that out right now. I'm going to take a little break. Let these folks settle down, and we're going to come back with the Jew Schmoop X you out. Alex Vinyl, Sicko, and Hammurabi's Code.
More fucking balls than a baseball machine. Find me cunts.
Baseball machine.
Again, I urge you folks, please, if you know any cunts who voted for Obama, spread the word right now. Have them call into the show. We have an hour and a half to go. We can do this, people. Come on. This is the internet. We can come Ooh. Together, pool our resources. Somebody's got to know a cunt that voted for Obama.
Stupid dumb cunt.
So I mentioned earlier I fucking conceded defeat to the leader of the Cholo Brony Nation, Goofy Bone, and I've been
fuck that guy.
And part of that part of losing to him.
Smells like chorizo.
I have now decided I will never play Gangnam Style on my show ever again. So I apologize, thank people.
You. Oh, and I was so looking forward to hearing it again.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But I do have a track from Goofy Bone. Let's hear a track from Goofy Bone, shall we?
Fuck Goofy Bone.
Here it is. Check it out.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Gemma and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
Como un traidor, yo
No, of course this isn't Goofy Bone. You guys really want to hear Goofy Bone's shit? Here, check this out. This is his greatest hit right here. No, for reals this time. This is Goofy Bone. Check it out. It's a cunt right there for you, Jew. It's a cunt.
Girl, you must understand. I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bones, giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'm busting lips. Getting you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my pad, you're sitting it slow. Positions are nice where you don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber. Like Tiger Woods, watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just her. A big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the bar. Cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going. Her husband's at home. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah, that's right. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. And it has been, the show has been conducted in a disorderly manner. For sure tonight. We got some audio spaghetti going on with the panel here. We've been talking about the elections, and I'm joined by the one angry Jew who is looking for a cunt.
I want to show you the lengths I've gone to calm down tonight. Listen to this. Can you hear that? I'm trying to do it without catching it on fire. You hear that crackling?
Whoa.
Let me tell you what that is. That's a candle with a wood wick. It fucking crackles like a fire. It's supposed to soothe you. But nothing's going to soothe me tonight until I talk to a couple of dunk cunts that voted for Obama. Because
again,
he's going to give them birth
gentlemen,
control.
I put a big tweet out on, saying, you know, any females who voted
honest
for Obama.
Honest to God, you'll be stepping all over dunk cunts anywhere else in the world. You can't find
on
this show.
Rose has a cunt. Maybe she voted for Obama.
First of all, she's too old. Second, she may have voted for Obama. But she's got kids. Obviously, she didn't give a shit about birth control. Not going to argue, okay, the first part of my requirement. However, she's too old. But find her anyway. I'll take her in the meantime.
Okay. So we also have Shmoop on the line. What's up, Shmoop?
Yo.
Some fucking black guy with neo-Nazi tendencies. Yeah, all right. That's old. Been there, done that.
That's my good job.
I really wish a lady would call in. Come on, ladies. Please, save us. Anyways, we also have XU out here.
Yeah, actually, I'd really like to see this discussion at some time go into who thinks this election was particularly odd in its outcome and
like
the whole spiel about it. You know, I mean, I'm... You know, speaking for myself, but I've heard from a lot of other people, they're outraged. It's like a feeling of a betrayal. And yeah, some serious shit went down tonight. You know, a new, you know, the president, who I personally do not like, commander in chief of a military that can't stand him, a world that mocks him. But yet, they voted him in tonight. I find that just extremely, extremely odd.
And who
especially,
are the they? Who are the they that voted him in?
Especially how close in
no.
margin and
dumb cunts.
I don't know. Well, that's a topic I'd like to discuss at some point tonight after fun shit of who thinks this was a normal election. And I'm not conspiracy, and I'm not into that. I'm just trying to say, sorry, but just, you know, this just wasn't right. And, you know, I don't know. I've been around for a while, and I just have never witnessed anything like this in my life. And I almost have to pretty much lean on it's biblical. It's written in the book. So, yeah. All right.
Which book is it written in?
The book where Jews got burned.
The Book of Life.
Okay.
Okie doke. We also have on the panel tonight, Sicko in the building. What's up, Sicko?
It's actually Melissa.
All right, Jew. I'm muting you and your candle wax. It's kind of creepy, and it's really loud and annoying. Also, we have Hammurabi's code.
Not muted?
No, you're
How's
not.
It going?
Is that Ma? Is that Ma?
Yeah. I've been on this damn phone since before your little musical interlude, waiting for you to come back. Because, you know, I have a cunt. And even though I didn't vote this time for Obama and would not have, I did vote for him 4 years ago, stupidly.
Give me a 40 out, okay? Give me a 40 out.
We also have Alex on vinyl with us, too. So we have Ma.
Mock?
Yep.
Hammer.
Am I here?
Excellent. Yeah, you're totally here, Alex, on vinyl.
All right, good stuff.
Unmuted.
Oh,
am I muted?
So, Jew, you're on. You got a cunt on now. But she didn't vote for Obama.
She doesn't count. It's,
I voted for him 4 years ago. You can talk to him about
that. But yeah. That was a mental imbalance. It's dumb cunts.
Can you stop and give me a 40
It's dumb cunts.
Who here?
No, I got to get this out. You got to help me with
Who here
I
voted
took away
for
my candle?
Supreme.
I took my candle away.
Anybody vote for Vermin Supreme here?
Nah, nigga. I want a 40-ounce. That's what I want.
I like the Vermin Supreme.
Let my
car for the nigga who will give me 240-ounce. That's what I'm looking for.
Just love the use of the word nigger. Say cunt a couple of times. It sounds better.
Nigga, I'll use cunt. You give me 240-ounce. How about that?
Nigger. No one would even... think if you looked at me and think the word nigger. Not awesome. And what is it with black guys? Always, you can't get any good black porn. The women are always sucking some guy's cock. What is that about?
Boy, that's what we get at your white women, girl.
That's why I watch girls.
We get at the white women. We gonna get them reparations, boy. I'm going to get all your last 50 feet.
That's all they do in these freaking black in black porn.
Yeah, maybe.
Woman's always sucking some guy's dick. Nothing else.
Yeah, that's cool, but
where
my 40-ounce
at? I don't think black guys do black dicks except get them sucked. What's the
Yo,
point?
For every time you sit a cop, you owe me 240-ounce, okay?
240-ounce?
Yeah, we're going to have to go back and check the tape. After the show's over, we'll count them up, and then I'll tweet you.
Oh, yeah, that's a good job. All right, great.
No, we have a statistician on hand. He's just...
Right. Okay, good. Find me a dumb content voter for Obama this time for birth control.
Shit.
Look at that silence. All these balls hanging around. Just complete silence.
I don't have balls.
I'm on fucking...
Nigga, I will come over there and I will hit you with a 40-ounce.
Oh my
it's like I'm not even here.
God,
like they
wow.
said, no one responds. That's not...
You didn't do anything
no
wrong.
No one responds. Nigga, give me a 40-ounce. Shut your mouth.
Is that
I
nice?
Can't help you with 4 years ago. I can help you with yesterday.
Oh, hey, Shmoop. Did you ever get into the... Shmoop, I have a question for Shmoop. Shmoop,
yeah,
did you ever get it? Did you ever get into Iceland's show?
Nah.
Oh,
what happened
Iceland,
was
Iceland,
Radio?
What happened was I called in and you know I was gonna call him a bad word, but then he didn't answer.
He's smarter than that, bro.
That would have been a great matchup. I would have paid to listen to
that. That nigga owed me about like 50-40 ounce because you know he'd be talking about reparations and shit. That nigga owed me 50-40 ounce.
Wow.
I don't even think that's a real black guy. It doesn't sound like a real black guy.
I've met him in real life. I guarantee you he's a real black guy.
How do you know?
He's one of my friends.
Does he make you suck his dick?
No.
It's all these black guys do. It's all these black guys do all the time.
Yo, nigga.
Always getting their dick sucked.
Where am I?
What's up with them?
You sound jelly, bro.
You sound really jelly.
I sound what?
Yeah, nigga. You
sound jelly.
You sound jelly, nigga.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just me, but I have a feeling that the one angry Jew is forever alone. Am I right?
Yo, here's how I see it. Angry Jew owes me about 10-40 ounce. Iceflame owes me about 50-40 ounce. Jed owes me about 40-40 ounce. Ginger Brooks owes me about 20-40 ounce. Lorenz owes me about 20-40 ounce. How many 40 ounces is that? That's all I gotta say about this shit.
Lifetime supply, bro.
40. Or I guess the answer is over 9,000.
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
Nobody is on mute. People keep messaging me saying, hey, I'm on mute. Why do you have me on mute? I don't have you on mute.
Nigga, why do you have me on mute?
No, why am I on mute?
All right, you know what? I will put you on mute. So there goes Shmoop on mute, the Jew on mute. The Jew has some nasty background music. It sounds so much cleaner when he's not, when he's muted.
Yeah.
So right now I have XU out, Sicko.
No, it's not Sicko. It's Ma.
I mean Ma.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have you written it on my board here as Sicko. I got to re-enter it as Ma. Hammer and Alex on vinyl. You guys are all unmuted. Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Yay.
I do. I'll answer XUOT's question about the election. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, dude. It seemed like a normal election.
Yep.
But I don't know. I wasn't glued to every... I don't know. I don't watch Fox News. I certainly wasn't glued to any other mainstream media outlet today, so... Was there some real tricky shit that happened that nobody seems to be talking about?
I don't know. I mean, I know with me, my family, like, when I told them, like, oh, yeah, like, it's basically, like, they know, like, you know, it was before it's, like, officially declared or whatever, but that Obama won it, and they were shocked because they watched the news, and they're like, we've just been hearing that it's going to be a landslide for Mitt. So they were surprised, but, like, I don't watch the news either, so I don't know. I'm only going off of, like, people I know in real life's responses to it, and they were shocked.
Mm. Well,
I don't know how that's possible. I guess that's not the feeling I got from living around this planet. And I figured it would be a really close race, to be honest. But
I was surprised.
I thought Obama would win.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought we were going to be up all like till like 5 in the morning.
I figured it'd be a couple days.
Yeah,
it's not often somebody gets 270 on the first night.
No, I happened to turn on the TV and Colbert was on, and we had a guest on that was like laughing his ass off. Like, I told you Obama was gonna win, and I was like, wait, what?
Are we like some desert or something that has some really strong wind? What is going on?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
That's not me.
I think it's the one angry Jew trying to punish us.
I think you'd be wrong.
Was that Schmoop? Who was that?
You know, I think you'd be wrong.
Any hoot? Hey,
oh, man.
We're not even done with the first hour of this piece of shit. We still have another hour and 12 minutes to go. Plenty of time for people to call in. We got, you know, a nice little turnout in the chat room. Big ups to Ambassador McHugs, Anon Sicko, Blitzy, City of Flint, Clear Cup, Come on Her Face. Psycho Kurt, Desert Rose, Dougie Doug. Dougie, Flower Liquor, Frosty Time with Danny, Gonzo PhD, couple of guests, / lurkers, Hammer Robbie's Code, it's a no show, Jedi Capricorn, Jewish Producer, thanks Jewish Producer, thanks for driving all my followers on Twitter fucking delirious by retweeting your stupid PTRpresident.blogwhatever.junk.com.
What the fuck is that noise, man?
I don't know. Somebody's like doing dish or something. Oh, it's okay. We have another call. Hopefully
that's
this is a chick.
What's going on?
Hey, guys, shut up.
I needed ice.
I think we might have a chick.
Sorry, bro. I needed ice.
Hey, nigga, I need all y'all to come down.
Hang on, we got another caller, finally. Let's see who this is. Okay, caller, you just
Gonzo.
Called. Who's this?
Gonzo.
Hey!
Gonzo.
Hey, Nick, we're good.
What's up, buddy?
Gonzo. How you doing, Vince?
I'm doing great. Just hanging out
superb.
With the panel here. We're analyzing the election results. What are your thoughts this evening or morning or whatever it is?
On the election, Vince? You want to
sure.
know my thoughts on the election? Okay. First, I'm going to take it from Danny's perspective. We'll just go from there. We'll start at Danny's perspective. And Danny's perspective, or Schmoot's perspective, would be, yeah, nigger won the internet. So then we'll go to the reality. The reality is...
I like that one.
Thank you. Thanks. If that was that Ham or Sicko?
No, that was Alex on
that
vinyl.
Schmoop,
oh, Alex on vinyl. Alex, is Jen's hand so far up your ass that you can see her fingers through your tongue?
not quite. No.
Just wondering, Alex. I mean, you know, I just
want
to
no.
make.
Yo, Alex, I need you to tell Jen I showed you about 40 ounce. That bitch better get to you. I'm gonna send another pizza.
That's right. Because I'll tell you.
you're bought.
Another party up at Jen's place.
Listen. Unlike Danny's killed. Danny graduated at the top of his SEAL class. So did I. I have killed 40 little brown people.
You'll be the 40.
I kill 40 ounces every day, nigga. I'm just saying, I know you're up fucking Emmick's ass, and every time that you talk, there's this little wobbling, wah, that says, Prozac, nigga.
Yo, guys, hold up a second. Yo, Alex, for real, you need to tell Jen, if she owe me about 40 ounce, I'm going to send another hitman to her house and shit, nigga. I ain't playing around.
What up, Shmoo?
40 ounce. Yeah, she owe me about 40 of them. 40
Shmoop, Jen owes you a fucking truckload of 40s, brother.
No, nigga, because that's the only part. She owe me like 10 40 ounces of that. Then we call her, and then she owe me 10 40 ounces of that. Then we send her a pizza, you know.
Only
10? So she owe me 10 40 ounces for that, and then she just owe me 10 40 ounces. You know, shit, nigga.
All right. That's good. Hey, we going to talk about, Shmoop, we going to talk about that dox at GK or what?
Of course, nigga. Right now, I'm in the bathtub and shit. You know, drinking a 40 ounce and shit. But you know, we don't do that. No problem.
All right. We work on that docs later. But shit, you know, Romney was he couldn't win. Vince, you there, Vince?
Yes.
Check your job.
Unfortunately, right, yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Vince, it was proven 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, Vince, that Romney was going to lose by at least what they call 2 points, and he lost. Now we can talk about Romney all you want. I mean, you know, he didn't serve in the Vietnam War because he was too busy being pretty in what, France. He was trying to convince French people not to drink wine. Well, talk about an epic fail walking through the fucking door. But one thing Romney didn't mention about his service and getting hit by a car and all that other fucking queer shit was that about 3/4 of his service was spent, his so-called service, while he was being a so-called missionary riding around on his bicycle or whatever, sitting on the fucking... Sitting on the seat. That silly nigger was he had a cook. How can you be a missionary? When you're
God
living
knows
in this fucking
me the angry Jew, cook. I wanted to know how old you are.
The angry Jew wants to know how old I am?
Yes.
How old are you? How old are you, angry Jew?
I'm about 36.
You're about 36. Well, I'm about 42. How's that?
Are you Canadian?
No, I'm not Canadian. But I am circumcised. If that's any consolation.
Yo, I just like to say this. Vince, make a deal, okay?
What are we, an hour into the show and have no vaginas? What the fuck is wrong with
you?
Why not have a vagina? What the fuck?
Where's Militia? Militia's here. Of course she has a vagina.
You ain't got no vagina, nigga.
I want a dumb cunt that voted for Obama.
Yes, right. Yeah, I'm not going to vote for
that, nigga.
Am I on mute? Jesus. It's like I'm not
on
mute.
No, Militia's here. Come on, Militia. Speak up. Whatever, boy.
Hello?
Hey,
we can all hear you.
You cannot hear me?
We can all hear you.
You're muted. I can't hear you at all.
Yeah, I can't hear
I can.
Yeah, none of us can hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Vince has me muted?
Yes.
No, I don't have... Nobody is muted.
Right,
nobody is muted. In fact, I'm going to add another person.
Hilarious.
I'm going to add another person. Sicko's on. So we have Ma and we have Sicko on at the same time now.
Where's Aaron Socio, that fucking Prosec fucking
yo,
Aaron
yo,
Barf
yo.
Faggot?
Everybody go. Yo,
everybody, Aaron Socio, about a month ago, was like, hey guys, fuck Anonymous, blah, blah, blah. I'm the reason behind all the infighting. Now, if you go and look at Aaron Socio's timeline, he's all about Anonymous and all
that.
Who are
we talking
about?
Who's speaking?
This is Sicko now. Yeah, I had to go find a new phone because Mo was hogging the other one.
No,
you covered my face.
You're so on the couch, Sicko.
Let me say something real quick. Everybody go see that Arian Socio and tell him that Schmoop's online waiting for him right now.
I'll tweet him right now.
He's a nutbag.
I already tweeted this bitch.
Get
that's Aaron fucking. That's Aaron Barr from HB Gary. Let that faggot talk.
No, it's not Aaron Barr. I've seen pictures of him. It's not Aaron Barr.
Yeah, I've seen him too. And if those are real pictures of him hiding behind a fucking police department badge, then
no. I've seen pictures of him that aren't the ones behind, with him. With that, he's flipping off the camera and shit. I've seen pictures of him next to C-Doo, and I've seen pictures of him. So without a mask on and all that.
So you mean that little 28-year-old faggot wannabe PI from Atlanta is who he says he is?
Yeah.
Right.
Unless he got really good, which I really doubt. If you've I don't know if you've looked at his Pastebin account, but the motherfucker's crazy.
Oh, he's crazy as shit. He's a fucking riot. And he's an Aaron Barr stalk. He's having an awful good time.
And this nigga look like he on some kind of crazy ass crack shit. You know what I'm saying? So yesterday, one of these niggas was like, "Yo, nigga, you gotta dox this nigga." So I'm like, "All right, I'm gonna go dox this nigga then." You know, so I go dox.
Yeah, that nigga
like,
got doxed.
Yo, I'm like, this nigga's crazy. All of a sudden, I wake up. This nigga's like, "Oh, I'm gonna fucking get you, nigga. I'm gonna fucking get you. I'm gonna break all your 240 off this shit, nigga." And I'm just like, oh, shit, this nigga mad as fuck.
We had that asshole's IP fucking 2 weeks ago, and now Doc's dropped, and now he's this all-important faggot supposed private investigator. I mean, I have never seen more illiterate fucking faggot fucking graphs and faggot fucking bullshit posted in one place than I have from him. And I already dropped tweets to him that said, come, please, come talk. Because 2 weeks ago, Vince, he was in chat trying to get me to, quote, debate him, I guess because he thought I was, sorry, sicko, apparently I became the leader of Anonymous for a minute.
whoa.
I know, dude. No vote, no nothing. Christ, I was drinking a beer and eating a pretzel, and this faggot wants to debate me?
Listen, I doxed the leader of Anonymous, a.k.a. Christopher Michael Banks, a.k.a. Jackalmont, so that makes me the leader of Anonymous.
No, Schmoop, I'm the leader of Anonymous. I am the leader of Anonymous.
I don't know. I think Schmoop's got a pretty good point. It's like getting kinged in checkers.
Yeah, but see, that implies that Jackal had to have been the leader first. And if according to Rep Dan...
Oh, that faggot had more fucking accounts than anybody. All the fame faggot accounts for all
nigga, I knocked off the king and the queen, nigga. Come at me.
All those fucking accounts now belong to Schmoop. I wish.
I want
someone. Why Schmoop? What you need to do is fucking
Schmoop.
On.
Check your jabber.
Yeah, that
Danny's
too.
Danny's up
but,
my ass about the Angry Jews docs.
Everybody
listen. Rep Dan said I was the leader before Schmoop docs Jackal. Therefore, I'm the leader of Anonymous. There's a YouTube video out there that proves it.
Nigga, I'm gonna come over there. I'm gonna come over and take all your 40 ounces, bro.
Schmoop, you can't
damn.
Take all my 40 ounces, bro.
Dude,
you can't take all my 40
all
ounces. 40
ounces.
I lift.
Nigga, you don't lift.
You so don't lift.
Fuck my shit.
Yeah, but Sicko, do you tour? Because if you don't tour and you lift.
This nigga don't
know.
Even tour, you know? That nigga
bro, I'm not Danny, though. I'm not Danny. I know how to tour.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, as long as you have tour bundle, it's all good.
I know, man. Literally and all that shit, bro.
Because, you know, Danny lifts, but he doesn't tour, and he can't write a fucking tutorial on a fucking coffee maker. Meeps has been without foam for her fucking cappuccino for the past month, because Danny
that's
can't write a goddamn.
That's
yo,
wrong.
Let me tell you something. You know, after you get done hitting that, you gotta make her some decaf. You know, because that's what all the chicks like. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I told me. You know, You got a little nigga hit that, you know, because I know who's trying to hit that right now. But, you know, you got to make some decaf after and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I can barely hear you, man.
That's because he's in Amsterdam, sitting in the cafe, smoking a big fat fucking blunt.
But he didn't have. Well, that's true. But now these days, you don't have to go all the way to Amsterdam to smoke weed.
He's go to Colorado, Oregon, Washington.
But he's behind like 7 lands and 13 proxies, dude.
Nigga,
yeah.
Right now I'm in my bathtub, nigga. That's where I'm at.
Are you Barrett Brown? Whoa! Does Smoke just dox himself as Barrett Brown?
I was just gonna say.
Yeah, I'm Barrett Brown. That's who I am.
Whoa, God, my mind's blown. It all makes sense now.
It's all coming together.
It all makes sense. My God. Schmook has doxed himself as Barrett fucking Brown.
Yep.
But, Schmook, you need a box of red wine and...
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, hold up. I gotta snort mine off this bar and something quick. Hold up.
Schmoop, Danny's yelling at you to check your fucking jabber.
Tell this nigga I'm in the bathtub.
High five!
He's in the bathtub.
I know.
Hold on. It all depends on the list.
You know what happened with Barrett? Barrett got his dick stuck in the drain when the FBI came. That's why he was yelling, ow, ow,
ow. He was trying to lift, that's why.
Well, he's trying to lift his dick out of the drain.
And if it's legal when it's done to me, it's going to be legal when it's done to fucking FBI agent Robert Smith, who is a criminal, who is involved in a criminal conspiracy that has, thank God, been revealed, part of which was evident months and months ago, because I told
Robert
the
Smith.
Fucking FBI agent Daniel Porsek.
Robert Smith. Is that like John Doe? FBI agent. Hold on. Let me do my best Hunter Thompson. Goddamn John Smith, FBI agent, motherfucking gonna dox me. I swear to God, I'll kill his children. Goddamn, ow, oh, jeez, don't tase me, bro.
Am I muted?
No, nobody is muted.
No.
Okay, well, that's all right. I thought we were in the green room, so I was about to get mud and bust you.
I've been talking all night, and I just get talked right over. It's like I'm not even here.
Let's let militia talk.
Well, it's, yeah. It's
angry Jewish.
Audio spaghetti, or I just go down one by one.
Vince, let's all let militia talk. She's been on all night, and then,
yo,
like, typical men, we all talk over her.
Militia 13 is going to give me 240 ounces.
Smoke.
You love your 40-ouncers. You and your 40-ouncers and the Jew and his cunts. Between the two of you.
Well, so, Vince, let's let Militia talk. Militia, what's up?
Where is the Jew, anyway?
Hi, guys.
You've been talking.
I love you,
Militia. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. But now
cool.
I feel like I'm on the spot. I don't want, like...
You are on the spot. You just
I know, I don't want... I don't
be able to be on the spot.
You're
on
you,
Militia. Wow.
We want you to talk.
But yeah, I've been talking all night and nothing.
What were you saying? Give us
we're
the rundown,
What do you want to know about?
Whatever
How long
you were
do you think it's
going
to take for the FBI to start, or for the DEA to start raiding Colorado and Washington houses?
That's going to take about. Hey, I can speak from
I
personal
asked
experience
I
on
asked
that.
Ma.
Oh my God!
You're asking how long it's going to take for the feds to raid houses in? Did it pass in all three states, babe? Did it pass?
That's
no, just Colorado,
Washington. Ounce of weed. Do you know how much fucking money that would cost to raid a house over
an
ounce
of
weed?
We're also talking about co-ops and shit like that, bro.
Ham. I live in
What's
a med
up?
Legal state, brother. I live in a
med
legal state.
Yeah, I live in
state.
Colorado, bro.
Yeah,
I know
the big
LA. Come fight me right now. I'll fight any nigga for 40 ounces. Right now.
You're
in the goddamn
like
bathtub. How are you going to fight somebody in the bathtub?
Ham.
You know how fucking awkward that is, Schmoop? Your dick swinging around.
Especially when
you're
going.
I never got to answer my question.
What's the question?
He's not growing any dope in his bathtub. He's just drinking wine. But I can tell you this. I live in a med-legal state, and it took about 12 weeks for the feds to come in, march in, and beat the fuck down everybody who grows weed.
Sucks, then.
And and I can tell you, exactly what 15. I don't want to get too personal because I'm not gonna. All this shit gets archived. Yeah,
do you know
I'll tell you what, him.
MMJ and what just happened in Oregon, Washington, and Colorado.
Yep. I do.
By this time next year, anybody can go to a shop that sells weed and just buy
that ain't
up to an ounce of weed a day.
Bro, guess what? That ain't going to happen. And I'll tell you, if you want to get real personal about it, I know what 15 fucking black vans in my front yard looks like. Over this bull, over this MMJ bullshit, I know what they look like. I have been in a front yard when 15 black trucks full of Department of Homeland Security pulled up to make sure that state rights weren't fucking even remotely enforced. And I'll tell you what they said when they came out of the vans with a bunch of fucking AK-47s and fucking bulletproof vests. They said, you know what? We don't give a fuck about your state laws. Fuck you. We're here. And, oh, geez, look, you're down the barrel of a fucking dark, nasty fucking plastic AK, bitch. So get on the ground, and we're going to go talk to your friend in the house in question, and go fuck yourself. And I went, wow, this is amazing.
He probably wasn't paying taxes.
I hate
one. No. Everything was absolutely... Cam, everything was 100% completely legit, and after I got the moss out of my mouth, and the Department of Homeland Security, aka the fucking SS of the 21st century, got done fucking V plus and my buddy, I got to stand up, walk away, get in my car, and drive away, and it was a pretty enlightening fucking experience, bro.
Hey. At least DHS let you drive away, because last time DHS caught me with a joint, they took me to jail. So
yeah, well, I'm not going to go into like deep detail on my personal life, but I can tell you the state drug enforcement didn't pull up. It was 14 weeks after it went legal in my state, there was an influx of federal drug enforcement agencies that absolutely shit-canned a bunch of growers. And I happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong fucking time. And I was awfully fucking lucky I didn't get shot on my best friend's front fucking lawn when they V-plussed him. And I'll tell you what he's going to do. Look, I'll tell you what he's going to do for a few thousand watts, which ain't nothing like what Arcata grows with their 20 and 30 and 40,000 watt shit pile grows. I can tell you what a guy with 3,000 or 4,000 watts is looking right now at 10 to 12 fucking years for doing a completely fucking legal medical grow. Don't kid yourself. This bullshit, it's all legal now. Guess what, brother? It's the feds. That's great. State law. Yeah.
I'm not looking at growing.
I know all about it.
I'm just gonna buy an ounce of weed and fucking smoke that shit.
DEA raid and Oaksterdam, which Oaksterdam, for those of you who aren't in the Bay and aren't in Oakland.
I know all about Oaksterdam.
Oaksterdam not only is a dispensary, but it also runs a school that teaches you how to cultivate and all about pot, and they do a lot of research and stuff. They went in and they raided and they destroyed all of his.
I know the owner of that school personally.
They fucked Oaksterdam, and mind you, Oaksterdam is probably one of the most legit medical marijuana businesses in this country.
Was.
Well, they've bounced back.
They really haven't bounced back. And Ham, I'll just tell you from my experience.
Is this just one center you guys are talking about? This Oaksterdam is literally one center.
It is. That's one of the centers in Oakland. But Ham, let me put it to you like this, just to make it simple for you. And I don't even like talking about this shit because it all gets archived, but fact of the matter is,
you're so paranoid. I know where you were from.
You were the one that was talking to Sporty Tech Girl or whatever. You guys had a lot in common or whatever. Now I know you're that crazy nutball, man. You're all Maltego, Dad. I know who you are.
Now, who am I talking to? Who's this?
Vinyl.
That's Alex on Vinyl, dude. And you know what?
Vinyl? Vinyl, yeah. Fuck you. You have no fucking idea who the fuck you're talking to. And if you did...
Yeah, you're that Gonzo dude that talks on Twitter.
Hey,
I'll
fight any nigga right now before me. That's the streets of L.A.
You know what?
Shmoop, I'm about to get you those 40 ounces and a little more, man.
You know what, Alex?
I will come out of my bathtub right now and fight any nigga for 40 ounces right now.
Alex, if you had any clue who I really was and you smoked weed, you'd be kissing my ass and thanking God that you ever got a chance to talk to me. But other than that,
I really don't think I was.
You
invented weed, guys, though?
Other than that, hey, you know what? Other than that, Alex... Shut the fuck up and go back to
you sound like right now. You sound so
You're a 25-year-old fucking punk. You have no fucking idea.
21. Get it straight, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm 21.
Well, good.
But
good.
You would stalk me, though. You would stalk me. I know you are.
Stalk you, nigger. You're not worth my time. But I can tell you this: every time I'll tell you what, Alex. If you want to do a little bit of research, go look at the past 2 years of High Times, and every single motherfucker in High Times that's worth two shits is a close personal friend of mine. So go fuck yourself. How's that?
I think that's pretty cool. I'm Vince in the Bay. Everybody's on mute now. I'm going to bring on a new caller. This is Blitzy. Blitzy, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, what's up, dude? Dude, can you put Shmoop on for me for like 5 fucking seconds?
Yeah, sure. All right, Shmoop,
you're on, man.
With Blitzy.
Yo, Shmoop.
Good. Dude, you got to fucking get up, put a fucking towel around your nigger ass, and go to your fucking computer for, like, 5 fucking seconds, all right?
Nigga, I'm going to go over to my computer right now. How about that?
All right, run, all right? Go.
I'm going right now, nigga. I'm cleaning the bathroom right now. Hold up.
All right, dude, that's all I had to say, Vince.
All right, hold up 1 second.
Wow, you waited a long time to do that. I'm
dude,
sorry.
Well, nobody else was fucking stepping up, so, you know, you got to help a brother out, so...
Man, it was fucking audio spaghetti here a second ago, man. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Quiet now.
But, you know, we're going to take another little break here in the action. Come back with our panel. Blitzy, anything else you'd like to say before we take a little break here?
No, I'm all set. Thank you, Vince.
All right, Blitzy. Peace out, bro.
All right. Take it easy, man.
Okay. I'm Vince in the Bay. I've got... One Angry Jew, Shmoop, X You Out, Sicko, Hammurabi's Code, Alex on Vinyl, Gonzo, and Sicko, and I'm sorry, I said Sicko twice. I meant Melissa 13, and some other people.
Surprise, nigga!
There is some surprises to come. 45 minutes left. If you want to join, get in on this. Now's the time to do it. 347-826-7667. This one goes out to a couple of people, namely Come On Her Face and, of course, Anon Sicko.
Hello?
For you, Sicko.
Hey, fuck you.
Now he don't even know my tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarrang
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insieme a
these top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Yeah, that's me, Vince in the Bay. Hey, One Angry Jew, are you still there? Did One Angry Jew fall asleep?
Did you find me any dumb cunts?
Yeah, we got Melissa here. Melissa.
She didn't vote for him then yesterday.
Melissa, you're on.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I was trying before to get a word in edgewise with the whole marijuana thing.
Oh, yeah, what do you want to say?
Well, my main point was going to be about, like, well, you know, because there's obviously going to be differences between, like, what's federally accepted and what's accepted statewide. And I know for a fact that the way the Constitution was originally written, and I could be wrong, like, there could have been some amendments that I'm not aware of, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but that they're not supposed to be able to, like, anything that's not specifically written to be a federal issue is supposed to go to the state. They've done that with abortion. They've done that with other things I can't think of right now because I've had some wine. Gay marriage, right. These kind of things are all supposed to, they're all supposed to go to the state. If it's not specifically handed to the federal government to make decisions about it. So why the fuck is it any different with marijuana? Drugs weren't an issue at the, I mean, they were probably an issue in whatever form they took at that point, but not enough to be written into the Constitution. Why specifically is this, why can the fucking government come in and raid places like Oaksterdam, and which are fucking tax-paying institutions that are doing, they're helping the economy, you know? Like, what, why is it, why specifically is with this one thing, why is this being allowed to happen? It's not constitutional. And why isn't somebody bringing this up? Or, like, I'm sure people are bringing it up. Why is it not getting attention? And someone else can talk now. Motherfucker, are we muted?
No, you're in the green room.
Okay, well, bring Sicko in. He wants to weigh in.
With me and the
Jew. Right. Well, Sicko wants to weigh in, if that.
All right, go ahead, Sicko. You're on. I'm just kidding. We're not in the green room. We're at the show.
All right.
Go ahead, Sicko.
Well, what the federal government uses to justify raids on medical marijuana dispensaries and shit like that is it's called the Supremacy Clause, and it's a clause written in that says that federal law trumps state law. But it very much should be an unconstitutional law. The 10th Amendment, I want to say it's the 10th Amendment. Don't quote me on that. That says, you know, all laws not expressly given to the federal government then fall to the states. Obviously, shit like drugs. Even shit like traffic law, maritime law, or not maritime law, but like law on lakes and fishing and shit like that. None of that is covered in the federal or in the Constitution. Yet the federal government makes the laws for that stuff because they use what's called the Supremacy Clause. Well, there hasn't been enough pushback in this day and age to fight against the Supremacy Clause. Everybody just allows the federal government to do whatever it wants. And that's why, like, that is one thing I will say that the Tea Party does right, is the Tea Party says that states' rights trump federal law. If a state says abortion is okay or abortion isn't, the federal government, because of Roe v. Wade, doesn't have the right to come in and say something else. But when it comes to medical marijuana, they do, because there's already a federal law on the books. So that's how they get away with it. Not saying it's right, but that's what they use.
Wait, so what? I'm sorry, what is on the books about it that makes it legit?
The Supremacy Clause says that if the federal government has made a law, that the states then cannot go back and make a law that counteracts that law. So the federal government got around to making drugs illegal first, so therefore the states don't get a say in it anymore. But that's not what the Constitution says.
All right, let's see. I have a caller here that's a new caller. I want to see what they have to say. Go ahead, caller, unscreened. You just called in. You're on. Who's
Hello?
This?
Hello? Hello? Yes.
Oh, Shmoop. Shmoop's back. What's up, Shmoop?
Hey, yes, yes, Shmoop.
Hey. Hey, one angry Drew, this should make you angry. You should look in the chat, man. Props to the Bill Wagner crew.
They doxed his ass. His docs have been dropped.
Yes.
She's
I'm looking
speaking
at it right now. I'm looking at Angry Jew's docs. Like, I'm assuming it's legit. I don't know, but I'm looking at
it. It's only
at,
been out there for a year.
I'm not
been out there for a year.
You cut.
Okay.
Like, I give a shit.
But can you confirm that it's right or not?
I don't know. I'm not looking at anything.
Is your name Hubert?
Can you find me a stupid cunt that voted for Obama?
No, probably not.
The problem with this crew is we're a bunch of people that don't fucking believe, basically. Like, most, I'm going to go ahead and guess that most of the people listening to this show have completely given up any kind of hope that any vote they're going to make for anybody isn't going to
not him.
Or
no, what? He supports Obama.
Okay,
our
fine.
Code supports Obama. Just want to throw that out there, y'all.
He supports Obama?
Hammurabi's code, he supports Obama.
Okay,
I love
I'm
you, Amber,
not,
but...
Yeah, Hammurabi's code.
We're gonna
bring everybody else back on. Go ahead, Hammurabi's. You're on. Gonzo, you're back. XUI, you're back.
Here comes the fuckery.
Great. Let's play. Let's play. Hold on. Let's define for a second. Let's everybody shut the fuck up and let's define fuckery when it comes to marijuana. How's that? Now,
sure.
Militia, I'm so
it's
glad you got a chance to... Hold on. Hold on, Militia. I'm glad you got a chance to speak. So, everyone should shut the fuck up and let Militia speak.
You already did this. Shut the fuck up, Gonzo. Jesus Christ.
I got to answer, sicko.
Just shut the fuck up for a minute. Listen, sicko, quit posting pictures of fucking dead kids. I'm sick of that shit. It's not going to help a fucking thing.
Hold on,
still want to listen to Melissa. Jesus Christ.
Hold on. I get a chance to rebuttal. He called me out. Okay.
I do want to listen.
No, hold
on.
Shut up and listen.
Hold the fuck on.
Hammer.
I do want to listen to
Call
Militia.
Call me Hammy.
And I don't post pictures of dead kids. So, fuck
Not
you, Ham.
You, dumbass.
Hammer. Hammy.
Ham.
Whatever you want to be called.
Call me Hammy. Gonzo,
Ham.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Sicko. Sorry.
Hammy.
All right.
Sicko,
go ahead.
You know
right,
I like
good.
You. So don't take this personally, okay? But you support internet free speech. You support everything that, talk about all the gore and stuff. No, let me finish. You support all the gore and
identify
stuff.
Identify yourself, asshole.
This is Sicko.
That's Sicko.
Okay. All right. All right.
You support stuff like, I
have entire faith in the open source community that there is not going to be a single thing that's in place for more than a week that the government can throw at anybody in the community. There's ways to obfuscate the fucking censorship or whatever.
Yep.
It's really not that big a fucking deal to me, but dealing with some dumb shit white rich guy that I dealt with for 8 fucking years plus his goddamn dad growing up,
absolutely.
I'm not dealing with that shit. I'm not dealing with their ideals and their ideas.
You're acting like I support Romney. All right, in the tweet you saw that. Let me finish.
What's the other option? I understand.
The other option?
There's like
20 people on the fucking ballot.
Right.
Hold on.
Who's going to vote outside of a two-party system right now?
Boys. Hey, Christ. Sicko, just talk, man.
I'm trying to, but you keep interrupting me.
I didn't. Ham did.
Anyways, about the pictures of dead kids. Look, if you support Obama, you support the killing of these dead kids. If it offends you that I posted a picture of it, then tell your boy Obama to quit killing them.
Oh, good.
Right?
He's totally going to listen
Sicko?
To a cracker in Colorado.
All right. Sicko, I don't support that shit at all. And if you know me, and you know me a little, you know I don't support that shit. Period. This has nothing to do with Ham or Dope.
I'm not talking to you, Gonzo.
Like,
I'm talking to Hammer because he specifically called me out for retweeting a picture of dead kids that were killed by drone strikes that were ordered by Obama. If that offends you, then tell your boy Obama to quit killing these kids, and I
understand.
Will have pictures to tweet.
Hold on. No, hold on. Sicko, hold on. I mean, I guess I'm going to moderate between you and him. I guess. That's my cross to bear.
I don't want a moderator. Jesus
exactly.
Christ,
let me and him moderate.
Well, you know what? Listen, between you two, look, I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to drop it. I'm going to drop it dead. Sicko.
I'm just going to get a beer.
Hold on. Look, Sicko, you're fucking brilliant. Look, I follow your fucking line, your TL, and you're fucking brilliant, dude. I mean, we go back and forth, and your shit doesn't stink.
No, my shit stinks, but, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? So what? I mean, we all fart. It all stinks. But we all make mistakes. It's no big deal. And now, back to him. His shit doesn't, you know, his shit stinks, but it doesn't. I mean, I've never seen the guy. Look, Ham has taught me in the past 3 months, Ham has taught me, and I'll say this with kind of a joke, Ham's taught me how to tour, although I toured already, but I'm very active in op-pedo chat, op-pedo, destroy, op-pedo, anybody who would fucking stick a dick in a kid, I'm fucking op that fucking shit. Everybody must fucking die.
Right.
And,
but you're deflecting
the
debate me and Hammy are having right now.
The debate and Hammy are having, you know, Ham set up the IRC channel so that we could scrub pedo bullshit and
not my server,
bro.
And
everything else.
It's the channel.
He set up an IRC channel so that we could just do what we do and dox peds. And that's good. You know, nothing other. You know what? Him may stay at home and drink bad malt liquor. And if he did nothing but just stay at home and drink bad malt liquor and pound his putty into a wall, and he set up this channel so that we could pass the info.
Sure, I get that, but that has
needed.
Nothing to do with the conversation me or Hammy are having right now. So give us a second real quick. Hammy.
Sure.
Jesus.
What in the, okay. What happened? Where I legitimately went to go get a beer, and I come back, and I'm hearing about me setting up an IRC channel.
I don't know.
Are you fucking kidding me on a server that's not even mine? Because it's like, hey, instead of tagging fucking pedos and Twitter, why don't you go to IRC and talk about this shit here? It took me 5 minutes to set up this channel. Go bananas.
Right, but
no fucking anyhow,
Hammy.
Yeah. About your dead kids.
Hey, look, yeah, I'm out. No. Shh. Okay.
No, God.
No, not you, Hammy. I'm not shushing you, bro. I'm not shushing you.
No, I know.
You specifically asked me about the picture, the retweeted pictures. Mind you, it wasn't an original tweet. It was a retweet of dead kids who were victims of Obama's drone strikes. Okay. I get that that's not pretty to look at. All right, I understand that. It hurts me to look at that. But if we just hide it away, but if we just hide it away, and we don't look at it, then these kids who are dying from Obama's drone strikes, they don't have faces anymore. They're just another statistic. And if you're just another statistic, you don't make an impact. But if you have a face, if you can put a face with these names. And you can put a face to these victims of these drone strikes, and you can tug at people's heartstrings, then if just one person who supports Obama sees these dead kids and is like, hey, man, that's just not cool, then I've done my job, all right? If you've looked at my Twitter feed ever, you understand that I don't care who I offend because there's a reason I offended you, all right? It's the reason why I'm not welcome in Occupy. It's the reason why so many people have unfollowed me in the past 2 days. It's the reason why I've been blocked by 20-plus people in the past 2 days.
Then knock
it
the fuck off. What does that tell you? Nobody wants
to
fucking see it.
Exactly.
Sure. Nobody wants to see it, but it's still happening, bro.
I understand that.
That's because you don't want to see it doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
I don't
get
Hey, let's talk for a second.
Guys.
Hang on.
Guys.
Shut the fuck up, everybody. Like, I don't want to be an asshole, but it... okay, look. No one wants to look at that shit.
Malicious speak.
The fact is, it's happening. And people are acting like it's not happening. And they brush it fucking under the carpet, like with every other thing. Like, oh, it's unpleasant and it doesn't personally affect me, so I'm not going to pay attention. And so, like, yeah, like, I wouldn't want to, like, look. Like, I've watched Sicko get thrown in Twitter jail 4 times in the last 2 days. So that's 8 times total. I've seen one of his accounts get suspended for hijacking fucking hashtags. But this is the thing. Like, people don't want to know what ugliness is going on in the name of what their government is. But they need to know that shit. They
exactly.
need to know it.
I know it, and
I
realize there's nothing I can do about it, but fucking assaulting my eyes doesn't make it
on the other
hand,
hey, Ham, you've done,
retweeting
you've done so much more than, Ham has done so much more than most people will ever do.
Right, and I love Ham. Like, I got nothing bad to say about him. I'm just saying
that Ham... on the Op Pedo chat, Op Pedo Storm.
Oh my God, we're back on this.
Open shit up. He, look, you know.
Shut up.
For a second.
Just
I love
up.
You, man.
It's
yeah,
not taken
know,
away from
I,
anything
know,
anybody's
I,
doing. Like, I'm not trying to take away anything
I,
from what anybody here has done. Like,
I love your.
All good
you
work
know,
is good work. All good work is
I love
good
Ham's
work.
Diaper and everything else. I love the guy, you know. I'd dry hump him if I knew who he was. You know, but for the
I
love
can appreciate
God.
Man on man dry humping as much as the next guy, Gonzo. But this is shit I don't really care to discuss right now. So let's not. Let's move on. It's I think Vince is doing a show because of election.
We will move on. But you know, Ham, I just want you to know that I love you, and you know. You taught me how to tour when no other nigger would tell me how to tour. So,
co-sign
on IRC. I
adore him. I adore him.
But see, that's the thing, though, is you can use words that are racial and that offend some people, but it's not okay for me to offend you. Like, that's the thing is people don't step out of their comfort box until they're offended.
Oh, God, please, please, please do offend me. I would like to be offended. I enjoy
being
offended.
Let's see if you can get offended by somebody new. Hello? Hello, everybody.
What's up, Ben?
Shut up.
Yeah, you're all muted, okay? I'm gonna take a call now. This is a caller that's been on hold waiting patiently. Go ahead, caller. You're unmuted now. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, who's this faggot?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Yay, Vagina! Well, I have a question for you. What makes you think that Obama has enough power to decide those things?
Okay. I can answer that. Am I muted?
No.
Oh, good.
No? Okay, I can answer that. Obama is the commander-in-chief. Okay, that
means...
Yeah,
but
let me finish, sweetie.
Would completely revolt against a commander-in-chief that comes in and tries to take over.
Let me finish my point real quick. Obama is the commander-in-chief. Okay? That means, ultimately, everything our military does falls on him. Just like when a football team loses... It's the coach's fault, ultimately. Okay?
He does have the power to say yes or no. And I'm
right,
not saying
he does
that
have
Obama
the power to
is...
say yes or no, and he refuses to say no. He, under Obama, the drone campaign or whatever has been expanded. Okay? Obama has decided, whether it was his decision or not, he has allowed these drone strikes to happen. Everything that happens within our military comes across his desk. Not everything that happens in our economy, not everything that happens, you know, with civil rights and stuff goes across Obama's desk. But everything that happens with the military does.
Yep,
so that means...
I have a theory, and it no way justifies the killing of children in Pakistan and Gaza.
Okay.
But let's say that Obama takes office and he's pulled into a room and people tell him, you can either do this or your children and your wife will watch you die or we could kill them.
That's absolutely a possibility.
I'm not even saying that's not a possibility.
Right.
But guess what?
Right.
Guess what? If these people came to Obama and said this shit.
He signed up for it.
Yep.
He signed up for it.
Obama knew what he was getting into. Okay, and in that case, the Iraq war, the Afghanistan war, don't fall on Bush, then you can't blame Bush for that shit. Because his family had to have been threatened, too. You see, it doesn't work like that. The person who's in charge gets blamed.
Either way, whether that happened or not, I think you're blaming, putting all the focus on the wrong thing. You're focusing on the ventriloquist puppet when you need to be looking at the actual controller of the puppet, which is the corporation and the bank
that's
been running this for a long time.
So when you talk about Obama,
you are drawing attention away from the real problem. So every time you post a picture of a dead child with Obama's name, you're making it worse because you're creating more delusion and fog for people.
No.
He signed up for it. He is the one who signed up for that position to be the commander-in-chief. He doesn't get to, this is the thing. I understand 100% that I don't care who the fuck is in office. I know for a fact they're not the ones making the decisions. I know that for a fact. However, the only way to get across to... We're talking to Sicko today, who was on all day.
She mad.
Just come on, just please listen to me.
No, hold on a second. Let me explain a little something to you.
Okay,
you
go
there?
For it.
Okay,
me. Okay.
Everybody's
okay,
here.
Yeah.
Everybody's unmuted. Yeah. Go ahead, Gonzo. You got the floor now. Go.
Good. Let me explain something to you, hon. We are Legion, and you should fucking expect us. You
that
fucking
has nothing to do with
stupid,
it.
Stupid
anyways,
fucking,
anyways.
Politically fucking confused bitch. We are Legion, you stupid, confused fucking cunt.
Oh.
So, let me put a period behind that and go, expect us, you dumb cunt.
I don't
Anyway.
I'm just a fucking citizen of this goddamn bullshit.
Well,
country,
you're a citizen of, you're obviously a citizen of a fucking utopian community that has no fucking clue as to what the fuck is going on.
What are you talking about?
I can
hand you
hand you off to Ham, but if I hand you off to Ham, he will just hack your fucking house and play a whole bunch of fucking.
Let me reply to the lady's point, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. When we went into Iraq, we said the evils that were being committed were Saddam Hussein's fault. Okay?
Yeah.
When we, with Syria, we say the evils that are committed are Assad's fault. Right?
Right.
With Iran, we say the evils that are committed are their leader's fault. Same thing with Libya, with Gaddafi, and all of that shit. Okay? So why is it in all these other countries, it's the leader's fault? But when you come back to America, it's not the people who are in charge. Mind you, you imply that I don't put blame on everybody else involved in our government. That's wrong, because I do. But
because they
I'm talking about our president. When this guy, who has said he supports this drone strikes, of course, Romney said that too, and I'm not supporting Romney. Okay.
No, because he's done.
The NDAA, Obama said he wasn't going to...
I think that there's a possibility that you might have misunderstood. I do not in any way support or condone Obama. He does not get my vote, and I think as a human being, he's kind of, well, he's a piece of shit. So
he's a politician.
What I'm saying is that we need to focus more on the. When I target Christianity as a whole, I don't go door to door and yell at Christians, and I don't go to the church and yell at the pastor. I focus on the fact that Christianity has brainwashed mass amounts of people. So you focus on the bankers that have done this and the families that are controlling internationally. This is not an American problem. This is international. So to
say I don't fight the banks.
Stop. Then there's just this. We boil it down to this. Goldman Sachs wins. But they don't. Hold on.
Goldman Sachs wins, but they don't.
The bottom line for this chick that's calling in, and God bless her, because she doesn't have the wrong idea. The right idea is this. Expect us.
All right. I expect you to. Right. Okay. You know what I expect? You know what I expect?
Four more years of drone strikes.
You remember those commercials when E.F. Hutton speaks or whatever people.
We all listen?
Listen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what I expect.
I get cut off. Go ahead.
Marengue.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Marengue.
Thank you. What I expect is a lot of things changing as far as the anonymous situation. in the jester situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
right.
that's
in the
Ham.
Anon psycho. Bottom line, there's a lot of shit going on right now. That, you know, troll, dox, yeah, but there's a lot of heavy fucking hitters getting their asses handed to them right now.
Yeah,
these motherfuckers sit there and they're being their cheerleaders and whatever the situation is, that's all funny and all that, but let me tell you, what I'm going to say is there has been a shift in the force.
A shift in the force.
Great. I get all that, but none of that has anything to do with Obama and drones. None of that has anything to do with the long period, and that was the original point. That was the topic that we're talking about.
Absolutely. Hold on. Where's Vince in this? Vince?
Vince is bapping. He's over it.
Do you
want to talk about Obama and drones? Do you want to talk about...
There's
Vince.
10 minutes.
Vince is talking.
Obama and drones.
Thank you for attending the UL. Notice there's no P in it. Please keep it that way. I have another caller here. Who does call? You're on the line.
Hello?
Yeah, is that Shmoop?
Yes, this is Shmoop.
All right, Shmoop.
Yeah, what's up, Shmoop?
How goes it?
Shmoop.
Hey, what's going on?
It's Gonzo.
Talking over each other and yelling at each other.
It's Gonzo.
Fuckery.
Yeah, I know it's Gonzo. What's good, man?
Yeah, you know, it is what it is, brother.
You know?
Yeah.
Man,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I had to go charge my phone and shit. It was about to die. You know?
Nah, it's all. It's all.
Guys, my phone's about to die. I've got to get out of here.
Wine.
Whoever that lady was. Who called in and was talking about Obama. If you'll hit me up on Twitter at AnonSicko, we can continue this conversation where people can't talk over us and shit.
Yep,
don't do it.
I follow you on Twitter, and you follow me on Twitter, so I'm already your Twitter friend.
Okay, well, just hit me up. Just
hit
tweet
him up
at
right
me
now
real quick.
So he knows it's you.
Shmoo.
All right, later.
Yes.
Yeah, yo. What up, nigga?
Wait a second. Did
Yo, Shmoop,
okay, so we lost
you're kicking the fat fucking.
Gonzo, are you really tired, or are you just really drunk, or are you?
I'm really. I'm tired, Vince. I gotta cut 2 hours with you, but I'm here to talk to Shmoop because we had a little. You know, we had some confab before and just talking about this, we're talking about a doc's drop on this particular fucking idiot.
Yes.
So, you want to let that ride or what?
Yes, dude, I was actually about to do that, but I was actually about to ask you another question here. I've spoken to the high leaders of the Russell League, and I'd like to ask if you'd like to join us in the Russell League.
Yeah, I'm 100% down, Shmoop. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
you're now amongst the highest Russell paladins.
Danny just got his automatic spam kick in. See, that's what happens when you...
Hold on, Vince. Let me and Shmoop talk.
Everybody's going to... Speaking of holding on, everybody is on hold. That's what's great. When you're the host here, you're like the fucking radio dictator. Everybody's on hold. I just wanted to point out that there's a built-in spam filter that Danny just triggered, where basically you can't repeat the same exact phrase or text or whatever. Oh, I think it's 4 times in a row. If the fourth time you try it, it will boom automatically. Mute you. So that was. I'll cancel that mute for you, Danny. You're back in the ball game. Yeah, we noticed that. Danny's bored and he's fucking around with preset messages. Well, don't worry, Danny. There's only 8 minutes of boredom remaining. Mary Matt says she's on the line. Mary, is that? Do you want your hand's not up? You know you have to press number one. To raise your hand, right? Did you want to? Oh, you'll hold me. Oh, I thought you were on hold. I read that wrong. I glanced at the chat room and I swear to God, I thought Mary Mad said I'm on hold, Vince. But then I looked closer and she says she'll hold me. That's actually better. That sounds better, to be honest. Okay, before I put on all these numbskulls, I'm going to quickly say thank you to all the chit-chatters while I got a minute here. Hello. Oh, you know what? I got to do the official chat room. What you might call it? Shout out music. Roll call. Chat room roll call. That's right. It's time to acknowledge all the chit chatters in the chat room. Big ups to Ambassador McHugs, Blitzy, Books of Knowledge, aka Bathtub Girl. Come on Her Face, a.k.a., I want to say, ask her snack facts, I'm guessing, but I could be wrong. Psycho Court, I think I get that wrong every time. Desert Rose, Ducky Doug, Frosty Time with Danny. Who else do we have here? Hammurabi's Code. It's a No-Show. Jewish Producer. Catgirl 23. Merryman. Meath Ghost. Melissa 13. Nerdface. Nyan Wall. Sleppery. The Bartender. The Real Story 1. Tony in Ohio. Wild Goose 1111111. X you out, and rounding it out, Flower Liquor. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for hanging out. And let's go around the horn here and get final thoughts from all of our panelists. Let's start with X you out. X you out, any final thoughts before we sign off?
Hey, how's it going, Vince? I just wanted to give a shout-out to my sister. She's a... Yeah, one of those, you know, beyond a lot of people that I know. And shout out to Snoop, Danny, Neeps, Hammy, Gonzo, and it's a great show. I think you got a good thing going on, Vince, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
And, sweet, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. Right, Melissa, final thoughts, quickly.
Oh, hi. Hold on.
There's no holding on. You have like 20 seconds.
I'm sorry.
No thoughts.
Well, my final thoughts. Sorry, you guys are a bunch of sexist pigs that wouldn't let me talk as much as I wanted to. But I'm just kidding about that. Anyways,
If you want to, we can wait for overtime and you can just put out a full on rant if you want.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'll stick around for overtime, but I'm not counting on it. It's okay.
Right.
Fucking sexist pigs. Love you guys.
Cool. Hammurabi's Code. Final thoughts. Hello? Hammer, you there? Unmute yourself.
I have a feeling that I might just be onto something. I think what happened tonight could just be the travesty of the Anunnaki. I definitely believe that Nibiru is going to crash into our planet this year in December, and everything's going to hell in a handbasket. So keep your eye on Twitter, because I have a feeling you just get a front row seat to the end of the world.
Right on. Appreciate your call, as always. Gonzo, your final thoughts, quickly.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Anunnaki's definitely in the house. Shmoop has definitely defeated the Jester in WrestleMania, without a doubt. And I don't know. Just a quick thanks, because Ham, every time I need a hand, Ham has been there to extend the hand, to push it forward, so that nobody that butt-fucks kids can butt-fuck another kid. Ham's just rocked the house, and he's been you know, better than best.
Sweet. Thanks, bro. Appreciate the call. And finally, Shmoop. Final thoughts, quickly, bro. Shmoop.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, final thoughts, quickly. We're about to sign off.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the Russell League, the tag team champions, to Ma for being so nice and, you know, for not asking for reparations, and to XWOW, Gonzo PhD, and, of course, to you, Vince. Thank you for having a show again.
Right on, bro. I appreciate the call. As it was entertaining as always. Thank you, everybody, for putting up with the proceedings here tonight. It was kind of all over the place. The show is fucking called Disorderly Conduct. What do you want? I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And I'll talk to you next time. Peace out.